Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Martina joins us now. Good morning, Martina.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you.
So what was it about the comment earlier on that caught your ear?
It just made me think about 14 years ago, I was on chemo. I had breast cancer.
Right.
And I travelled up to Dublin on the train from Laois.
Yeah.
And when I got out, I said, I'll take a taxi. I don't think the Lewises were running at the time. I can't really remember. But I went out to the taxi rank and I went to the first taxi and I queued. And I said, could you take me up to St. James's Hospital, please? And he said, where? Up to James's? Oh, no, that's not far enough at all. You may try the next one. So I went out to the next taxi and there was a girl driving it. And I asked her and she said, oh, for God's sake, you could walk up there.
Right.
So I did.
So you went from Houston Station,
I
take it?
Yeah, up to the hospital. And I walked in, out of breath, and the nurse said to me, what in the name of God happened to you? And I said, they wouldn't bring me in the taxi.
Yeah, that,
and nobody could believe it.
That's not good at all, is it?
Like, no.
No. Did you explain to them you were ill by any chance? Did you say?
I did. Well, they could see, to be honest. I had a woolly hat on, you know. Yeah. They could see. They would have been blind now not to know. The eyebrows were gone and everything. But, even back then, I still remember it. I still remember standing there not knowing what to do in Lash and Rain.
It was Lash and Rain as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't hear.
That's extraordinary. I mean, I'm quite taken aback by that, actually.
Yeah, I know. It just made me think back the minute I heard it. I came down the stairs and I heard the radio and I thought, oh, God, that's what happened to me.
Yeah, that's
I must tell him now.
I don't know what to say to you because it's.
I'm
delighted you shared it with me because it. You see, what I don't want to do, I don't want to be bashing all the cab drivers because.
I know, most of them are brilliant.
And you know they are, and they all, you know, a lot of them will take you for whatever fare it is. But if you're standing there, clearly,
obviously,
with chemo going on, and you're going, I'm going to James's Hospital. Do you know what do you think is happening here? You would say you'd nearly do it for free and say, "Where? Come on, hop in,
we'll take it."
But to be refused not once but twice by a man and
twice,
a woman.
Yeah, I think the woman shocked me more
because
she was a woman, because I was standing there, obviously, with, you know, going through chemo. I think, well, I suppose that's just me now, you know. But I just couldn't believe that I would do that to somebody.
Do you know what? It's not just you. I don't think there's a decent head listening this morning who wouldn't have done something for you there.
Yeah.
And that's why.
And I still think about it.
14 years ago.
14 years ago.
How are you today? You're in flying form.
I'm brilliant.
You got over
not
that.
Not a bother on me. Yeah, thank God. Not a bother.
But you're not allergic.
Something
to
else to complain now.
But you're not allergic to taxis in Dublin now. I mean,
no, not at all. Didn't put me off.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear you're in good shape. And thanks for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thank you.
Thanks, Martina. Bye for now.
Take care.
Breda.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good.
Now, to taxi or not to taxi?
Not to taxi.
Why?
It was when I was pregnant and my second little boy, Frank. I was coming into town for a course. I work in a bank and I got the bus in, but it was an awful morning, a bit like today.
Yeah.
When I got off the bus outside College Green, I said I'll get a taxi down. Just, it was horrible. I was 6 months pregnant. You know, the kids had been on the bus at schools and whatnot. So I asked the taxi driver, I said, look, I know it's short, but would you mind spinning me down to where I need to go? And he said, no, it's only a short walk. Just go this way. You know, giving me directions, thinking I know where I needed to be. I was just, I suppose, embarrassed me. I didn't say anything, or I was just so upset, and I just put up my hood and walked and struggled on.
And you just did it anyway?
I did it anyway.
Well,
as you do.
Well,
but it was, I did. I still remember it like it was yesterday. It's one of those things that you regret not saying and speaking up for yourself, but it was, you know, your hormones are all over the place and you're just feeling vulnerable, you know.
Well, go to Fantasy Island for a second. Imagine if you had the guts to say what you really felt. What would you have said?
What would I have said? I don't know. What would I say to him now?
Yeah.
I wouldn't take a lift of him. I'd probably be a bit tick like that. I'd be so cross. I'd be saying, you know, have you got a sister? Have you got a mum? Have you got a wife? You know, would you leave her on the side of the road in the lashing rain when she's asking you for a lift? I mean, I obviously I would have paid the minimum fare or whatever fare is, you know, that they need. I didn't mind paying extra. I even actually said that to him. But I mean, you know, we're all in it together for a short time, so
yeah, that's
I wasn't looking for a favour. I was just looking for a figure, and you know,
that's the best point that's been made on this.
Yeah,
I'm not looking for a favour. I'm giving you money that I've worked hard to after tax to pay for, to earn, and I'll give that to you for a lift. I'm not looking for you to give us a freebie.
Yeah. And, you know, he would have been. There wasn't that many taxis. You know, there wasn't that many taxis. It was a busy morning. What with the rain? He just obviously wanted maybe a bigger fare, but he would have been back in his spot a few minutes later, you know.
I don't know. But you haven't forgotten it, Brady. You took it with you.
No.
You took it with you.
I know. Maybe I'll let it go now that I vented this morning.
Yeah, it's funny. If you let it out, it might feel a bit better from within. So you're good to go now.
I'm good to go.
You're back in the room.
Back in the room.
That taxi business is gone. How old is Frank now?
Frank is 16 months and Hannah is just gone 5 months
or 5 years old?
5 years old. Hannah's just gone 5 years old. And yeah, I'm very lucky. I was thinking that poor couple I was on this morning. Because their little Baba is obviously a few months older than Frank. So
that's right.
I'll definitely be getting on that website and making a donation.
If you can, that would be a very generous thing to do.
Of course, yeah.
Tell me why you called Frank.
Various reasons. My husband picked both names. We would be religious, so the Pope being Francis would be. He's Christian Francis.
But he's not called Pope Frankie. Oh, Pope Frankie! You know, like what? It kind of sounds like it's sort of, hey, Frankie, every time you two. You know, it's got a nice, kind of good fellas thing.
Well, we do call him Frankie.
Okay, so he's Frank after the Pope. Pope Frankie.
Yes, but also his grandfather's second name is Francis, so my husband felt it was a good family connection.
It's a great name for. I just think a baby called Frank is brilliant because I always think Frank Sinatra.
Know.
You know, I think it's cigarettes and booze and good music. You see Frank sitting there with a little cigarette, like a hey, hey,
me. He's a little man, all right, as well.
And then did you say Hannah?
Hannah.
And is she? What's the connection there? Is that a religious?
Well, it is a biblical name, but no, my husband liked it. That was the name he picked for her.
And how many times do you call her Hannah Banana all her life?
No, but my sister does sometimes, but I never do. No, never.
Does it kind of get in your nerves?
No, because I think maybe a little bit when she was born, people around it a little bit. Nothing to do anymore, so I haven't heard it.
You're
reminding them now, Chet. Thank you.
Anyone who knows anyone called Hannah or Alana today has to call them Hannah a Banana or Alana a Banana because it annoys them so much. Just give them a little, just annoy them a little.
Or annoy their mums as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. It's like we, you know, when you used to play with the fella called Eddie when you were little, but the mother always said, it's Edward.
Edward.
Is Paddy there? Patrick isn't available, you know.
Yeah.
Got to get that right. Anyway, enjoy your day with your gorgeous children, Breda.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Enjoy the show. To talk to you. See you soon.